Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 7 of Talk Exchange. Today we have a very special guest, Kathy Mize, who is the immediate past national president. She's going to talk about how she literally grew up in exchange, how she became a leader and established a club, and how she worked her way up within the organization, talking also about her role as the Child Abuse Prevention Center Director, or the Ready for Life program, Growth by Greenville, the impact that COVID had on her chapter, and even how Exchange Headquarters provides the resources needed to grow an Exchange Club. So a great episode. If you're looking to grow a club, you're looking to get some motivation, this is the one to listen to. So we hope you enjoy episode 7, Talk Exchange.
Welcome to Talk Exchange. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the National Exchange Club.
And I'm Christy Lindahl, the Director of Communications.
Christy, I'm excited about our guest today. Kathy Mize is our immediate past national president. She grew up in exchange, so she has some amazing history with the organization and also led us through the COVID pandemic to growth as a membership organization. So we're pretty excited to hear about her story and learn from her. So welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
Thanks for taking time out of your day. We know you have an important role. We want to talk about that too, and how your lifetime of service and your career choice really intertwine so nicely and really reflect what exchange is all about. So I'd love to hear more about how you grew up in exchange. We know that your dad, Jim Brown, was a past national president. He and your mom, so beloved by exchange today and always. And what a history to be going to conventions and being very young and having that awareness. How was that for you as a child growing up?
Yeah, as a child, you know, growing up in a family that gave back, that's all I knew. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's to our church or to the Little League or exchange, my dad was a member before I was born. So my entire life, I got to go to exchange events. I remember as a child being out at a tree lot for Christmas when they were selling Christmas trees and just all the fun parades they did and all the events. And it's really all I knew. So my entire childhood and into high school and then to college, I always wanted to give back. I always look forward to when I was older and I could actually join an exchange club and be a member myself. So I think it was just such a blessing to be raised by a family that just taught us the importance that there's a lot more to this world than just ourselves and that we all can do our part.
Well, you're so right. And, you know, we hear from people about how do we get the next generation engaged in service. That's how I grew up in a very similar family. We were always doing something good for somebody, giving back. And so, like you said, it's just what you knew to do. And imagine if kids don't grow up with that. How then are they expected as an adult and as an adult to catapult into service somehow? So really it starts in the home, and that's awesome that you did that. It was just what you knew. And what impacted you then to get more involved, because it was at the level where you were growing up, and so your parents brought you to conventions. I'm sure you have great stories about that. But what led you to say, you know, I want to continue in leadership in this organization as well and really follow the same path that your dad set?
Yeah, well, I never intended to do that when I joined Exchange. But actually, I became a leader right away because the area where I lived in South Carolina did not have a club. So we had to build a club. So I was the charter club president. So I kind of got started in a leadership role because I really wanted an exchange club in my hometown. And it was an amazing club, and we did a lot of great things. So I just started as club president. And then when I moved back to Florida, I found a club that I loved that I joined back in 1998 and worked my way up. It's a very strong club and one that really develops leaders and focuses on leadership succession. So I kind of got in that mindset and went all the way up to that. And then after that, it was the district. And again, I don't think I thought I would go beyond that. But there was just something about exchange and being in a leadership role and feeling like if I could impact this organization in a positive way and grow, not just to grow, but which means greater impact across this country, especially as it relates to our national project, the prevention of child abuse, then that's what got me to go ahead and run for the national board and ultimately to become national president. So it was an honor to serve in that role, in every role I've had in exchange. And I think it's just important that we, you know, develop our leaders and let people have the opportunity that I've been so blessed to have.
Yeah, we often talk about how people should share, our members should share the gift of exchange with others, but it's really a gift to yourself too, which I think you've just illustrated, Kathy. It gives you a sense of purpose and fulfillment in some ways.
Absolutely. And it develops skills that you can use in every aspect of your life, whether it's, you know, building relationships, learning how to, you know, do public speaking, whatever it is, you know, exchange has a way of just impacting your life as a whole, not just when you're volunteering with your local club or on the national board, but it truly does impact who you are and who you become and the relationships you build.
Sure. So how does that tie in, if you want to explain to people who haven't met you, haven't had the opportunity to meet Kathy, how did that play into what you do now through your career?
That's a great story, and it truly impacted my career choice, 100%. When I went to college, I wasn't sure what degree I wanted, but I loved giving back. I didn't know if that might be a nurse or social worker or whatever it could be, and I kind of started going down that path. And when I went home one summer, we had a child abuse prevention center that was started by the local exchange clubs right there in St. Pete, Florida, and they offered me an internship. And I spent the entire summer working with the center, going out to homes, working with our parent aid model, really helping families prevent abuse from occurring, to keep their kids in the home, to give them a loving and nurturing environment, as opposed to them entering our foster care system. And it was after that I knew exactly what I wanted to do. So I got my degree in social work, and I have been in this field. I've worked, unfortunately, in the area of child abuse for a ton of years, actually investigating and in the foster care system. But I have had years where I was a child abuse prevention center director for our local exchange club center, really focusing on prevention. And what I do today, we started Ready for Life 14 years ago, and it's for young adults that are aging out of our foster care system. So when they turn 18, literally the door opens and they can't stay in that system anymore. And there's no options. You know, their families have not done what they needed to get them back. They weren't adopted for whatever reason. And now they find themselves on their own, usually not in high school. They've dropped out, potentially already parenting or pregnant, and on the street, many times homeless. And so Ready for Life was created to come beside them, to do what you would do for your kids on any given day. The heart of what we do is a mentor program. You know, these young adults said, we want one person that cares we're alive. Just wow. One to be on the other end of that phone.
Giving me chills.
Yeah. So my entire career literally was influenced because of our national project with the National Exchange Club. And the local exchange clubs here are so generous, and they support Ready for Life. So we are doing after the fact, after abuse has occurred. However, we have about 200 little ones that are the children of these young adults that aged out. And that's 200 little ones not in foster care. Right. So it truly is a prevention model that if we can break that cycle of abuse, which goes back generations, that's really what our parent aid model is. And that's what we're able to implement here on a regular basis.
Definitely. Wow, that is some great impact. And, you know, I know that part of what led you to be so passionate about the theme Growth by Greenville was knowing that the more people we have involved, the more we can make a difference in their life, the more it positively impacts them and everyone around them and the community. And your passion for Growth by Greenville really caught on. So tell us about that, about how we reached that goal and what you see as going beyond that goal of Growth by Greenville.
You know, coming out of COVID, I was blessed to have 2 years as national president during the COVID time. And, you know, we all had to learn new ways of coping and how we did business per se. So I knew that as we came out of it, that really people were looking to get engaged. They wanted to get out. They wanted to make a difference again. They wanted to connect because we couldn't. You know, we did the best we could to do things to help others during that time. But I felt like this was our time to really give people a way to connect, to make a difference, to get involved in their community, and especially for communities that didn't have an exchange club. You know, I think about where I live. How sad would that be if we didn't have one club or we have three or four locally? And it really is a vehicle. It's a gift, as you said. And it kind of was catchy, Growth by Greenville. And so that's why we used it. But it really was a message of let's not stop growing. It's a mindset. It's a culture. Again, it's not let's grow just so we can say we have this many members. It's let's grow so more communities can have clubs. More right. impact can happen. We can honor more veterans and those that served and sacrificed. You know, we can give youth scholarships to go to college, and the list goes on. And I think that's why Growth by Greenville and beyond, I am absolutely optimistic, and I know we'll grow every year. And it's important that we do that and that we encourage all our members to give that gift and to keep building this organization so that we can have a greater impact across this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, there's so much that people aren't going to forget about COVID. Some things are going to be with us personally for the rest of our lives. And I think, Kathy, one of your legacies is going to be how Exchange weathered the pandemic, how we came out of the pandemic, and the fact that we did grow. I think that will be your legacy, and it's something you should be incredibly proud of. From the headquarters staff standpoint, making that pivot in one or two days is difficult. It was difficult for every company. But then we also had to find a way to encourage people to continue to serve their communities, even though they couldn't be out in the communities. And I'm very proud of what our organization was able to do. And I think on behalf of the staff and the rest of the membership, we thank you for helping us to see how we can make that happen.
Well, thank you. And again, it was an honor to lead, but I couldn't have done it without the amazing staff with the National Exchange Club. You all did not skip a beat. And that's what I tell people that want to, you know, maybe be a district president or on the national board. You make our job easy. And you give us all the tools and the resources and the support we need to serve in whatever role we're in. So I thank you all for really just being there and not stopping. You know, as Tracy has said before, many organizations kind of put everything on hold. Definitely. Our organization said, absolutely not. It's even greater need now. And our country needs us more now. And our communities need us more now. I could not have done it without the amazing national staff, the national board, all Exchange members across this country, because it took all of us to grow. And it's going to take all of us to continue to grow and make a greater impact.
It was a great show, really, of unity for service, you know, seeing everybody get so excited about working together toward that initiative. And it was such a positive, uplifting atmosphere that made people excited to get involved. So based on that, what do you have to say to people who are listening who have no idea that exchange clubs exist? What do you have to say to them to encourage them to learn more?
First, I would either get on the website or call the headquarters and find out, do you have a club in your area? Or what is the closest club? Because they are all over the country. So I encourage you to look and see if you have a club or to see if you have one of our child abuse prevention centers right there in your community that you can engage with. That would be the first step. However, if you don't, that's an exciting step that we would love to build one. We have a team that will rally around you, as I found out when I wanted to build one. You don't do it by yourself. So we are looking to find communities that don't have an exchange club. And I am here to tell you, it is sad for those communities. I hate you're not being able to experience what we experience all the time. So call, let us know, email, whatever you need to do, and we will rally around and support you as you build a club in your area. And the beauty of that is really every club meets the needs of their own community. So whatever your needs are, that's what you get to do. we're not a cookie cutter model that everyone has to do the same thing. It's so fun to see what's going on across this country in our clubs that will amaze you. So just get involved, call, email, whatever you need to do. But I hope that we can continue to build so that we have an exchange club in every community across this country.
That would be amazing. And based on that message, where do you see exchange going in the next, 2 to 5 years?
That would be my goal. You know, not only having areas that don't have exchange clubs now do, and even if your area has a local club, my community has 4. You know, so just because there's a club there, you can still build another one. You know, we all have different needs as to when we meet, you know, where we meet, the time of day, are we working, are we not, all of that. So I see us really focusing on areas that don't have clubs or don't have clubs that are meeting the needs for those that want to attend. Also reaching out to those that are younger. You know, I do not believe that the younger generation doesn't want to give back. I absolutely think that is wrong. They want to give back. They need a vehicle to do that, and they want value. If they're going to a meeting, it needs to have a purpose. And what we say is it's not about the meeting. It's what you do when you walk out the door and how you serve your community. So we need to focus on how can we engage all ages so that together, you know, we can be very diverse and inclusive and meet the needs of our communities, which all look so very different. The other piece of that is I would love to see more child abuse prevention centers started across this country by our exchange clubs, because unfortunately, the numbers of those children being abused across this country only continues to rise. The number that are in foster care only continued to rise. COVID did not help that. I think many thought it did. It didn't. Kids were not being seen by the protective people in their lives. So we need more efforts across this country to keep kids safe, to protect them, and to strengthen our families so they can raise their own children right in their own homes. So I see exchange doing both of those, continuing to build clubs, continuing to invite members to our existing clubs. You know, if you haven't brought a new member in a while, it's time you ask someone. You know, it's time you give them that gift. And again, what every club does, it makes such an impact. So as creative as you want to be and just meet the needs of your community, and together, I think we will give this country what we need, especially after coming out of such a hard couple years with COVID and violence and a lot of other things. We are the answer. Exchange in every community is the answer.
I love that. We are the answer. You're right. We have a quality product in the form of clubs nationwide, offering great value to people and really making a big difference in the life of the member and beyond. So yes. It's pretty tremendous, the ripple effect. Well, Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Inspiring time, as you always are when we're with you. So thank you for sharing your inspiration and your personal commitment with our audience today.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Kathy.